Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Please keep in mind that We Know None contains horror elements and may contain content that some may find disturbing. Please see the episode show notes for more details and take care.
We Know None, Episode 10, Initiation. Written by Megan Gwen Davis and produced by Calliopic Productions.
So, I dug back through all the tapes, all the research I've been doing, and I found a connection. I can't believe I was so stupid, just throw a major clue aside. It completely skipped by me. So, you know, back when Frankie had been led on that fake article lead in the graveyard in Brecon? Well, I'd done some research around the symbol someone had drawn onto one of the gravestones, and I had just assumed, like a dickhead, that it was nothing, but it's not. I said in my research it was kind of similar to a symbol used by a church in North Wales. It was called Eglwysi Meddwl Uwch, and I just didn't even think about it. And what does it translate to? Church of the Higher Mind. God! I could have found Frankie weeks ago, but I've just researched it a bit deeper. It's all set up like a weird off-branch Christian church, but at this point I know better than to judge a book by its cover. So, I'm about an hour's walk from where their church is. Time to find my girlfriend. Right. I think this is it. It's really hidden away, most subtle church I've ever come across. It's this tiny old chapel on the outskirts of town near the mountains. I'm completely soaked. I'm an idiot who forgot my raincoat, hardly making the best impression on whoever these people are. I just hope this Adam is around. If not, I guess I'll just have to raid the place till I find Frankie, so in I go. It is completely empty. There's not a phone anywhere or a bell I can ring that I can see. Hello? Is anyone there?
Yes, there is.
Ah! Jesus! Oh, sorry. I didn't see you over there. Hi. Are you...
I am Adam Pemberton, yes. I would praise you for your observation skills, but I doubt I'm very difficult to be mistaken as someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. Looks painful.
Oh, not so bad once you're used to it. We have connections to some wonderful people who know a lot about anatomy. They patched me up quite nicely.
Oh, so this church has a doctor?
Not exactly, but that's a lesson for another day. Come, follow me. I'm sure you have plenty of questions.
I'm assuming you already know who I am and why I'm here.
Yes. I'm impressed, Miss Thomas. After only hearing so little about myself and our work, you've pieced quite a bit together.
Yeah, not really. To be honest, I don't really care about what you're up to, aside from the fact that you keep company with serial killers. I just want to find Frankie. I know you know who she is.
I wouldn't try to convince you otherwise. In my job, it is crucial that I do not try to influence a potential candidate's natural conclusions and assumptions. Muddles up the whole process in business. I do know Miss Griffiths for quite a while now.
You were the man in the tree line, who drew the symbol on the gravestone in Bracken?
Yes, not my best work, I'm afraid. Still getting used to my altered vision, but yes, that was I.
So you and this church have been stalking Frankie, and now me, for quite a while now, haven't you?
Not stalking, we have no need to stalk. The higher mind has kept an eye on Miss Griffiths and her potential for a long while. Many years have come to fruition, finally initiating her. You were a pleasant surprise, the cherry on top, if you will.
I'm sorry, I am so confused. Have you been watching Frankie for years and initiating her into what?
I am getting ahead of myself, aren't I? Follow me through here. We'll take a seat and I'll happily fill you in on what you need.
An ominous choice of setting. Middle of an empty church. Where is everyone?
It's not a gathering day today. Most people are out doing tasks. Very few people actually live here themselves, aside from me. So I'll start from the beginning, and I will try to keep it brief. Your phone is on 30% battery, so I won't chatter on.
How did you...
It's a gift. Beside the point, are you religious, Miss Thomas?
Not really. But I can't exactly say no. The things I've seen, the people I've met, means there has to be something that I can't explain going on. Whether that's a god or just a side of evolution that shouldn't exist, I can't say.
A very thoughtful answer. You aren't too far off either. It is sort of a combination. The Big Bang is the reason we are all here. Science is right in the fact that there was no man in the sky that sculpted us out of Adam's rib. We are not made in anyone's image. We are all random combinations of genetics and flesh, nothing special. Until we started to think, a mind is the most powerful thing in the universe. The ability to access and analyze the world, the inner workings of your own psyche and those around you, is one of the greatest achievements in human evolution. You're a psychology student, I'm sure you can agree.
I mean, yeah, a human mind is one of the most complex things in the world, but... What do you mean a combination?
As humans evolved, so did our thoughts. Humans are nothing more than animals at their core, bodies of flesh, muscle and bone running around, following our primal instinct. But as our knowledge grew of ourselves and the world surrounding us, the concepts of life and death and what follows, we needed a higher power to keep all those never-ending and expansive thoughts and emotions controlled. We are only animals, and if evolution allowed us to ponder and discover the concepts we already have, it also allowed us to create rulers. We cannot have free will as a species. Not anymore. The advancement of humanity means we need people to keep the balance, or society as we know it would fall. People like us. We have been around since these rulers were first created. These fragments connected with the base parts of humanity that need to be contained and controlled. Doing what needs to be done.
I'm sorry. Are you trying to tell me that gods are real and they come from the collective psyche of the human race? Because I'm pretty sure that's just blind faith.
It does sound far-fetched, but I assure you there is proof.
What do you mean by connected with base parts of humanity?
What do you think I mean, Miss Thomas?
I think that... You think that there's some weird cacophony of higher beings somewhere, and each one is a representation of a core aspect of humanity that you think gave a select handful of people access to the fact that they exist. So these people can run around keeping some sort of balance to the world, or the world will end. Presumably in a fiery apocalypse. Am I right?
Almost spot on. There aren't gods, essentially. More like core concepts of humanity that have fragmented and evolved into holding higher powers. It's a bit more complex than that, but we don't have the time. And you'll learn it in detail soon enough.
Is that why Michael knows who you are? I'm assuming he's linked to the, I don't know, God concept of happiness or whatever. Do you all work together? Is this some kind of weird collaboration project?
We are all in contact, yes. It would be exceedingly difficult to keep a balance if you weren't aware of what each of the other fragments were doing. Each fragment focuses on a core part of this evolved power, and we work together to ensure no one fragment influences humanity more than the other. It's a fine rope we all walk across, but it's worked for all of history so far, and why fix what isn't broken?
So what fragment is this over, then? No offense or anything, but you're not exactly as obvious as happiness or sadness.
The higher mind is one of the sub-fragments of human knowledge. Our responsibility is to control and, if necessary, censor any knowledge that would negatively impact the balance of humanity, and therefore our quality of life. There is another sub-fragment that focuses on the knowledge of anatomy and base instincts, but they're in another location. Now, you're wondering how Frankie is involved with all this, yes?
Yes. I know she's always been ambitious with learning new things. Did you see her as a threat, or...?
No, quite the opposite. Her ambition and natural instinct to search for answers has made her a very interesting individual for a long while. I will admit her ambition has caused her some stresses in the past, considering the small town she lived in. She almost revealed many things that we want to keep hidden more times than should be possible. I had to send two operatives to keep a close rein on her with her journalism, otherwise we could have some big problems.
Gareth?
Yes, he's been a very patient operative. Miss Griffiths proved to be a worthy opponent. Her reaction when she learned this information was intense.
So she's alive?
Of course. Why would we kill one of our most promising acolytes? Seems counterproductive, doesn't it?
So, is she a part of the higher mind? She's a member of this group of people, in charge of censoring the world.
I'm aware it seems out of character for her, but I assure you, she joined of her own volition, and she understood the needs for keeping some things secret after we shared some with her. It was all completely of her own free will.
So, she left me on purpose?
She did what was necessary to fulfill her duties. We all sacrifice something in order to ascend to serve.
Why are you telling me all this? What's stopping me from leaving here and sharing all of this with the world? You know I'm recording this conversation.
Like I said, you were a pleasant surprise. You were at first deemed an ordinary member of the human race. Emotional, average intelligence, you care about people. But you are more unpredictable than we had assumed. We would be honored to offer you a position here, and in the future, who knows, you may climb to Frankie's level one day.
And what if I say no?
You're welcome to leave. But I will warn you, we have ways of censoring the knowledge you have accumulated. I cannot promise that your memory of your relationship with Miss Griffiths will survive the process. It is entirely your decision, however.
I don't really know. I spent so long looking for Frankie, I don't know what to do now.
If it helps, I do have this.
But I thought...
Miss Griffiths had brought her spare tape recorder with her, wanting to record her journey. She soon gave that venture up, not needing it anymore. But this tape was made just before her initiation. You're welcome to listen to it. See if it helps you come to a decision.
Right, so I'm about to undergo something that, if true, is going to let me in on all the inner secrets of the universe. And if not true, then I've got an in with a massively powerful internationally organized cult, and I'm going to be set for life after writing the article of the decade. So, I mean, it's a win-win, isn't it? Just gotta get a bit more information from Adam. So you said something about sacrifice?
Yes, Miss Griffiths. In order to ascend to a higher knowledge, you need to sacrifice another aspect of your humanity.
So what, do I have to give up an eye too? I'm assuming that's because of all this anyway, looks a bit too gory to be in operation or something.
People sacrifice different things. I gave up an eye as if it was a physical representation of one of my sacrifices. I'm certain you'll think of something worthy to offer. The first step is, of course, to leave your old life behind, to start entirely fresh, to fully dedicate yourself to the cause.
So I can't have any contact with anyone?
No one from your old life, no.
Okay, if that's what's needed to learn what can be learnt, at this point, I'm willing to do that.
Wonderful. I admire the dedication. You're one of the fastest to agree to that aspect. There will be other sacrifices in the future, the further you ascend.
I'm fine with that.
Well then, let's proceed, shall we?
It's real. It's real. It's all real. Everything I've tortured myself over for years trying to figure out and find proof for is just there in my head, like it's always been there. It's all there. And this is just the start. The things I can learn, the things I can share, is gonna blow people's fucking minds. I know people are gonna miss me. Gwen's gonna feel awful, but it's all for the best. She'll get over it.
Does this help you make a decision, Miss Thomas?
I think you know.
I do. Would you like a moment before we proceed?
Can you guarantee that I'll see Frankie again, and soon?
It depends on how fast you complete the tasks assigned to you.
Okay. Can I have a moment alone, please?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. So this is the only way I'm going to get Frankie away from these people, and I'm going to get her away from here, even if I have to drag her back myself. But Frankie may have left her tapes by accident, but I'm not that stupid. I'm doing it on purpose. So, Alex, if you're listening to this, know that I'm alive. And Frankie is too, and I'll keep you updated in any way that I can. Wish me luck. Goodbye for now.
We Know None is a podcast produced by Calliope Productions. Today's episode was written by Megan Gwen Davis and stars Megan Gwen Davis as Gwen Thomas, Freya Elsie as Frankie Griffiths, and Harry Glynn Davis as Adam Pemberton. It was produced by Kate Gallagher, with audio edited by Liza Holmes, Megan Gwen Davis, and Kate Gallagher. Our theme was composed by Freya Elsie. Information on sound effects used and other cool things can be found in the show notes below. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at CallioPicProd. If you enjoyed, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcast site or supporting us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/CalliopicProductions. And until next time, stay safe and keep searching.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.